Cardiff. How may I help you?
Yes. Can I speak to Gabe, please?
You know what? Gabe is actually no longer here. I was his immediate supervisor. My name is Ruben.
Oh, okay.
Can I help you out?
Hey, Ruben. Yeah, it's just interesting you say that because, like, Gabe just, like, literally just invited me to kind of be a contact on LinkedIn.
He's not here right now. I mean, I don't know if he's gone permanently, but he's definitely not in right now. My name is Ruben Goldstein. How can I help you out?
Oh, okay. Well, yep, just interested in looking at potentially a line of credit for my business.
Sure, and, like, absolutely.
Just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get your name, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, my name is Chris Isaacs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you a LinkedIn invite right now. Yep. So I'm glad you told me that. Oh.
Give me 1 second.
I'll get Gabe out of there. And, okay.
Give me 1 second. I'm just opening up my email.
Oh, yeah, sure. Take your time.
Christopher Isaacs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just send it over.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. All right, Chris, what kind of business do you have?
We have a healthcare company. Website is www.thsllc.biz. We're located in Washington, D.C., and we're kind of a blend of we sell medical supplies.
Oh, did you say D-H? I can't.
T is in Tom. H is in Harry. S is in Sam. Total Healthcare Solutions. LLC.biz.
It's not opening up that website. So, T like Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Go once more, I'm sorry.
T like Tom. H like Harry. S like Sam.
Okay.
LLC. .biz.
Gotcha. Okay. I wrote down one letter wrong. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a medical billing company?
No, we're not.
Okay.
So we do government contracting in the form of staffing, management consulting, and the sale of medical supplies.
Perfect. Okay. How can I help you out today? What are you looking for? You said a credit line?
Potentially. I'd like to learn a little bit more about your company, what do you guys do, what you guys specialize in, and then kind of, that is, you know, to get to the point, what my needs are, that's what I'm interested in.
Okay.
And, you know, however, you know, just to get a little bit more familiarity so I can make a decision like I'd like to move forward with that. So
sure. Absolutely. We've been in business for 12 years. I've been here for 9. We offer 2 types of loans. One is a equipment loan that's an asset-based loan, you know, trucks, vehicle, computer, software. The other product we offer that's probably a lot more in demand right now is called a working capital loan or a working capital line of credit. And that's essentially a cash loan that a business owner can use as they see fit. We lend to all different types of businesses, down from, you know, someone who's just starting a business or maybe a few $100,000 in revenues to customers with well over $100 million revenue. Our product is really about determining what the business owner is looking for and custom tailoring them a solution. Our loans are based on primarily sales, not so much financials, which most banks look at. And, you know, we've got a really good track record, really good reviews on Google+. I don't know if you'd had to take a look at that, but
yeah.
A lot of happy customers.
So have you heard of Can Capital?
Yeah, absolutely. I know they are.
Okay, I've worked with them in the past.
Okay.
It worked out at the time, you know, when I needed them, probably about a few years ago. I actually got 2 different loans from them.
Okay.
working capital loans. Only problem in that scenario at the time that the interest rates were just unbelievably crazy. They made a lot of money off me. And I was
what kind of rates did you get through them? What kind of terms?
I was in the 20s.
In 20s? And what kind of term length?
It was between 12 and 18 months.
Okay.
Yep. That's at the time. That's what we worked out. But I'm at this stage now where we're growing at the same time. I'm interested in the line of credit because it's more about kind of being able to use it when needed, and as we keep on making these jumps, obviously just it helps with progressing. Is that something you guys offer based off your website? I didn't hear you talk about that in terms of, I think you said working capital and a line of credit. I think I heard you mention that.
We offer two basic products, equipment loans and then another product which is called a working capital loan or working capital line of credit. Doing a structure as a line of credit or loan is really kind of just more of a something to do kind of on the tail end of funding. But since you've done a loan with Can Capital, I'd like to learn a little about your business and see if we'd be a good fit. Talk to you like, a real person. I know that you probably get a lot of offers and solicitations in the mail and just a lot of salespeople throwing numbers at you, correct?
All the time, yep.
Yeah, I get the calls on my cell phone. I know how it is, so I can be blunt with you. So Can Capital is a really, really good company. They've been around for a really, really long time. How are we different? Well, a few reasons. Number one, the structure of our loans are a little different. So we have loans that actually in lines of credit that offer true interest forgiveness. I think the other thing that makes us a little different from the standard person that you're talking to is that we don't have that. There's kind of a box in our industry of a certain funding amount, usually 150 grand, that sometimes just doesn't cut it for the average customer. Do you mind if I ask you some questions about your business?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so you've been in business at least four or five years, it sounds like, correct?
9, going on 10.
Okay. And whether it be a line of credit or a loan, what are you using this money for, potentially?
Usually it's for working capital and so on, payroll and or equipment, goods, cost of goods, like for the medical supplies we purchase to sell.
Okay, so inventory.
Mm-hmm. Inventory, okay. Or yeah, employee salary, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would it be fair to say that this money is not, it's not a need, it's more of a want?
Oh, it's more of a want than a need, but on some levels they do overlap, If one needs to grow their business and one needs capital to do it, then you kind of need the capital, right, more than one it. So
okay.
The way I look at it is that way anyway.
Okay. In the perfect world, about how much cash would you want access to? 100, 200, 300? Million?
Probably between 250 and 500.
Okay. And what are your annual sales per year?
About 4.
Okay.
Million.
And you know what? I can't believe I didn't ask this, but let me just make sure. The number I've got you from is 202-529-2740?
Yeah, it's just the line I call from, the business number is, it's on the website, but it's 536-4838, 202-536-4838.
Is that the best number to reach you at?
I'm sorry?
Is that the best number to reach you?
Well, no, my best number to reach me is probably on my business cell.
Okay. What's the best number? What is that?
02-246-0059.
00 what?
5-9.
Okay, and last question for you, because I'm going to shoot you an email after our conversation. What's your email?
It's Chris.
Okay.
And at totalhealthcaresolutions.biz. And that's plural, right, with an S on the end.
Got
Total
it.
Totalhealthcaresolutions.biz. Mm-hmm. But
okay. Yeah. So, yeah, actually reminded me of another customer that I literally got off the phone with on Friday. There's a few different ways to help you out. Would it be a safe assumption to you're kind of getting a lot of offers, kind of testing the marketplace and seeing what's available for your business?
No, not really. I did Can Capital several years ago. I know how it works. It was bittersweet, right? At the time, I really, really needed the money. And it was a horrible rate that I got, but I needed the money. It came fast. And, through God's good graces, we're still here today. Much better financial condition. So, for me, it's, would I get it from you, get it from a bank. I want it from somebody that, we can have a good relationship with, someone I can get along with, who can help me out, take care of my needs. And basically, we're growing. And so, we're going to need it. And and just want to be able to touch it if so. So
absolutely.
That, you know, I mean, I can't, like I said, I get stuff all the time, but I don't even read the stuff because I get it. I understand the model. So
gotcha.
Yeah.
And you did two loans with Ken. You said the rates were in the 20s over like a 12 to 18 month term, correct?
It was crazy. Yeah.
So
I think the first one was in the upper 20s and the next one was like around 15. And then after that, it just didn't make sense for me anymore.
So you were borrowing. Okay, so you're going to hear some feedback from me that's, and I'd rather, you know, as someone that's been here a while, be honest with you and forthright, you have been with me. So a few different avenues are available for your business. Number one, and I'm assuming you work directly through CAN, not through like a third-party affiliate or broker.
No,
correct?
It was CAN. It was CAN.
Directly. So it sounds like when you borrowed the money, you know, there's a definite use of that. Mm. When you talk about unsecured money, cash loans, the rates you paid, just, you know, they weren't crazy. They're actually somewhat even cheaper than industry average. I'll scare you that. Does that seem? Many lenders in this industry, when they're talking about an unsecured cash loan for a 12-month term, the average term they're charging is about 33% on the dollar. So if you're borrowing $200,000, you're paying back $266. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, well, what other options are available for you? So we offer everything under the sun. What are our terms and our rates? So the first thing is, we offer terms, and do you have good credit?
Yeah, about 850, 30, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you have really good credit. So we have a few different programs that are a little different. Number one, we offer loans sometimes from 2 to 3 years on unsecured capital. About 5% of our customers qualify for our select terms, which go out to 2 years to 3 years, which is much, much better pricing. Very much lower cost of funds, much more manageable. At the end of the day, a lot less expensive. The second thing is, what loan amount will we do for you? Our loan sizes go up to $2 million. We generally like to keep our loan amounts within about 10% of revenue. So probably if you're doing $400,000, potentially up to $400,000. What I would like to do for you is, because you have gone through this process before and really are saying like, hey, look, what is going on? You know, what can we offer you? I would like to send you an email and gather an application package. There's no charge to apply. It's very straightforward. And I can get you an approval. I can show you what some numbers look like within about 2 to 4 hours, at most 24 hours. If the numbers work, great, you move forward. If they don't work, at least you have an offer from us on the table. That's what I would suggest in your situation. Let me go over also what the cost of our select loan pricing would be. It's pretty much standard, so you can understand what's available for you. So you said you did two loans with CAN, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Did you roll one loan into the other, or did you pay one off and then get a new loan?
No, it ended up, if I can recall, I was probably about 80% done, and they kind of cut back into me and rolled it into another one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. So on most of our programs, we offer what's called true interest forgiveness, which means if you renew with our loan and you borrow more money, which is how we make our living, we'll actually waive all the remaining interest. But on these tiers, since you've gone through this process, you don't want to be BS over the phone, which I can understand. Let me tell you what pricing looks like. And this is about 5% of our customers. It doesn't mean that we won't have something that's better than CAN, although they're a company. But let me just tell you what $250 would look like on, say, a 2-year payback for our select program. The payback on select pricing on 2 years would be between, for $250, would be between about 307 and 312. So that starts at about 23 cents on the dollar over 2 years. So over, you know, 1 year, you're looking at about 11.5%. And I'll just let you know, for this program, should you be interested in it, I haven't run across a customer who hasn't taken this program when they've, you know, were looking through other loans. Just, you know, our loans are not meant to compete with a traditional bank, because we're giving money based off cash flow, not off financials and assets.
So for $250K over a 2-year payback period, you're saying it's 23 cents on the dollar, but it's 11% rate?
It's 11.5% per year, correct, because it's 23% over 2 years. So for each dollar you would borrow, you'd pay back 23 cents over 2 years. And just, you know, the program I'm quoting you, this is our select program. It's an very, very good program. About 5% of our call-ins qualify. There's also no prepayment penalty. You can pay it off whenever you want.
Gotcha.
You get an amortization schedule. So
it's not even okay. So we're just talking, right? I got you. We're just talking. So I get the idea. But so let me ask you, what is a kick in the second year?
I'm sorry.
As far like if you pay 23 cents on the dollar the first year, what do you pay the second year?
No, you pay 23 cents over 2 years.
Over 2 years, but it doesn't.
Yes.
It doesn't, I guess I'm missing something because it's at 11%. I don't know. Help me with my math. At 11%, it should be 11 cents on the dollar, right? Or am I getting it wrong?
No, if you did this over 2 years, it'd be a 23% payback. So the cost per year is 11.5%. So
Okay.
But it's a loan that gives you an amortization schedule, mm-hmm. and it basically gives all our loans are done in writing. We have nothing to hide, but it will give you complete interest forgiveness. It gives you complete interest forgiveness. So if you want to pay that off after like 50 days, you can,
and you're not on the hook
for the interest.
Right. Gotcha. And so how much do you end up actually repaying over the course of those 2 years?
23 cents on the dollar. So if you paid that 307 is where it would start on our select program.
Mm-hmm. So 307 times 365 times two type thing. Or every business day, right? When you do the
we offer daily and weekly. We know what's going on in our industry is every business is growing. I have these, and did you take a look at our Google Plus or no?
I did.
Okay, I'd highly encourage you. And I'm gonna if you go to can you go to Google Plus Bank of Cardiff? Any other chance?
Well, I went to your main website. I just didn't see. You said Google Plus.
Yeah, go Google Plus Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
You're originally from D.C.?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yep. So, okay, I'm here, bud. Mm-hmm.
So, when you have a chance, can you go down and look at the reviews?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. All right. Will do.
So, if you can, are you at that tab?
I'm on the main thing. I'm scrolling down.
It says all reviews. Are you signed into Gmail by any chance?
No, but I'm at the website that you sent me to. It has a lot of different articles and.
So what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to screenshot. When you have a chance, it's just after our conversation, mm-hmm. and without being too brutally honest, I know how it is right now. For as a small business owner, you're looking to grow. You've got a million people throwing stuff at you. Everything is mumble-jumbled. Everyone's promising the best rates and terms. You feel like you got hosed the last time. I can understand these things. If you actually go to this website, we've actually have a lot of real-life customer reviews. We do a lot of refinancing where customers come into us with what's, say, not the best loan or even a good loan and want something better. That's why you won't hear me say anything bad about CAN. I have nothing.
Right.
I don't gain our business by denigrating our competitors. But it's just not a good approach, but it sounds like just in a nutshell, what you're looking for is, and where you want to gear your product you're looking for around 250 to 500. That is your goal, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What kind of time frame do you have? There's no pressure, but so I can understand what your goals are. When are you trying to get funding by? Is this something in the next week, the next day, the next month?
Well, I know working with this type of model is usually quicker than if I, went down to my, traditional bank. What have you? And I have line of credit with my traditional bank, but the issue above that, the way we're growing and what we do from a government contracting standpoint, frankly, it's not enough what the traditional bank kind of offers.
What's your line with them?
About $100,000.
$100,000. And is there any on there right now, or is that all open?
No, it's all open.
Okay, I think you've kind of hit the nail on the head. Working with your local bank is really, really difficult. It's a pain. We understand that. But you're looking for alternative financing, and you're trying to figure out, well, who's within the alternative financing model, who's giving me the best deal, who's going to be my partner, correct?
Right. And it wasn't that I'm speaking bad about CAN. It was great.
No,
they helped me with the time. I just, if it is what it is, it is what it is. But, I mean, it's something, there has to be something said, like you said, your tier one people, your tier two people. And if it just makes sense within our wheelhouse, then it's something I just want to definitely jump on,
I think our program, and I'll shoot you an email, and just, what I'll, you'll probably, our application looks very, very similar to CAN's. It's industry standard. So what do I need to get your loan approved? It's an application. It's 6 months of bank statements, and it's a tax return. That's it. I'll let you know within, and I'll include my email in a few hours, at most 24, whether you qualify for our select pricing. I think within the model you're looking for, and like I said, this is kind of nothing wrong with CAN, but it sounds like you're looking for something a little bigger. And the way that we tailor our programs is not necessarily like playing a game with terms. It's asking the customer, hey, what do you want? Do you want the longest term? Do you want forgiveness on interest? And most customers, I can just tell you, work with us on a repeat basis multiple times. And that's why I'd encourage you to go to those reviews, because there's hundreds of customers that I speak to that are just in the same shoes that you are in. And when you actually read their reviews, you can see that what I'm telling you is the truth.
I will do that. And you seem very genuine, so I will definitely do it. I've done a little research, like I said, just some top-level stuff, and it's looking good so far. So I'm encouraged thus far. Question for you.
Sure.
So we keep on talking about the working capital model, but is there any product that is just kind of like a line of credit where you're like the clock doesn't start when you give it to me? Like I can touch it when I want it, as opposed to here you go, and you know, in 2 years, oh, you owe me this, or over 2 years, you would have paid this. So you have anything I can tap when I need it, or is everything kind of...
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a few different ways to look at it, and I'm going to kind of get ahead of the situation. But with what you're looking for, yes. However, you probably won't get the amount of funding you're looking for in the terms. Sometimes it will kind of be like window dressing, where it'll look really nice. What's probably appropriate for you is getting you a loan approval, keeping the loan approval out, and then when you're ready to fund, then you can pull the trigger. However, one of our best caveats of our loan is interest forgiveness. So what's happening is, even when you were 80% in, you're rolling in interest. On the vast majority of our loans, especially on our select pricing, we offer pure interest forgiveness. So let's just walk you through that. Let's say you do a $250,000 loan over 2 years. And let's say halfway through, you need more money, just like a line of credit. You got to pay down that line to get more money. Well, if you enter into another agreement with us and you qualify, it's put in writing that all your remaining interest is waived. So it indeed does function like a line of credit. You're not carrying over interest. That's the biggest difference between this loan product and a line of credit, is the carryover of interest. That's where people kind of get trapped. Our loans, generally, our best pricing, it has pure interest forgiveness. So it has all the benefits of a line of credit and all the benefits of a loan. It's the best of both worlds. We also do on most of... Go ahead.
When you say, so like, for example, we went through it, I gave you your stuff, you reviewed it, and you come back yesterday and say, yeah, Chris, we can kind of get it done. Like, how long does that stay good? Like, so I say, okay, good, great, it's there when I want to do something with it. How long do I have before I have to give you more information and stuff like that to access that?
Usually 30 to 45 days.
Okay. That's good to know.
Anything else I can answer for you? I like your questions. It seems like, you know, you've done your research, and, you know, I like answering these questions. I lived it, man.
So, you know, I lived it. So, you know, I know how it works every day. You get a deduction out of your checking account, boom, boom. I mean, like I said, it's the same stuff I had to provide for CAN, you know, 6 month bank statement. So I'm completely comfortable, you know, providing you with all this documentation so that you can kind of see what that number is. What I don't know is exactly, you know, to your point, when I'm going to actually need that. And so, to know that you have that type of turnaround is also good to know, because, you know, whenever I'm ready, it can, you know, we can get things in motion. But I will definitely take the application, and but you gave me something to think about in terms of kind of, you know, how to utilize and deploy that capital. You know, and we have some things that we have coming down the pipeline, but we'll have to put my mind around it now that I've... And the reason why I kind of came up today, frankly, again, is because the gentleman that you said doesn't work with, all of a sudden I just get a LinkedIn request, and then I kind of look and say, okay. It had been something in the back of my mind. And so
he might, you know, he's not, I know he's not in, I think, this week. I don't know if he's permanently not here. I know he's not in, so I'm not going
to
make anything up.
Fine. I'm talking to you now, and I kind of move him out the way, so it doesn't matter to me. But I'm just letting you know I got on the phone with you.
No, absolutely. You know, it's an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully we can, you know, provide something that, you know, brings value to your business. Like I said, I really encourage you to read those Google Plus reviews. Gives you kind of some insight in who we are and what we do and what we're good at and what we're also not good at. And then for your situation, let's see if I'll get you an application, Chris at TotalHealthcareSolutions.biz, and we'll see, and we'll say, hey, look, can you qualify for our select pricing? Great. And you at least know what's available for you. And if you get the select pricing, I think you'll be very, very happy with it.
Yep, that's the deal, man. I like that. I appreciate that. We can definitely at least take it that far.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.